This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom, I'm glad to be in God's church. I'm glad to be sanctified. I'm sanctified because I obey the teaching. I'm sanctified because God has let me know what is required of Him, and I'm glad about that. I'm excited about the Word. I want to hear the Word. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for the elders, the elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. We want to talk about escaping from the pollutions of the world through the knowledge. It takes knowledge to make you escape from the pollutions of the world. Before we get into that thought, we're going to hear this number from the choir, The Firstborn. Choir.
Oh,
Isn't that beautiful? Thank God. The choir sang that number. Maybe you don't agree with it, but I love it. They're singing in the spirit, and they did not sing in the nightclub before they got here today on last night in some club or in some church that don't keep God's commandments. One of those seven women called by his name, but they eat their own bread and wear their own apparel. That's what the scripture says. And I recognize that church. That's a church that's been polluted when you eat your own bread and wear your own apparel. But the apparel that the saints of God wear is the fine linen, white, robes of righteousness. This is the attire for the sanctified. Deacon Debbie, announcements?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now our pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Grateful for our deacons, sanctified. We don't have seven as we did. We have three and a missionary and elders. But what's more important, we have saints. They are sanctified. That's what's more important here. And if you're watching us on the net, you might say, well, why don't you scan the audience? I just told you the audience. Where there's two or three gathered and agreeing. The Lord said, I'll be a God in the midst.
Thank God, thank God.
Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? And so many love to say, well, that's in the Old Testament. Lord is our righteousness. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If the Lord said, I am the way, God's word is the way. Holiness is the way. He's yet talking about Jesus. If, and the Lord did say, I am the way and the truth. I understand his righteousness is an everlasting righteousness and his law is the truth. I understand that means Jesus is the truth as well as righteous, righteousness. And the scripture says, thy word is truth. That means Jesus is the word, and we know that. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. This life is the Lord. And it's talking about eternal life. And the Lord said, when he was asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said, keep the commandments. So if he's the life, and you're keeping God's commandments, which is the life, that means they're one. The thought today is about escaping the pollutions of the world, and it's through the knowledge of the Lord. When you find the knowledge, whatever thought we have, it's according to what's written. And when you go according to what's written, it always brings you back to God. It always brings you back to the Son. It always brings you back to the law. It always brings you back to the commandments. It always brings you back to holiness, to the way. It's all the same. And if you cannot get these truths in your head, you will never understand God and the knowledge, and you can never escape the pollutions of the world. Let's go to 2 Peter 2:20. This is all about escaping. And one way to come out is to follow the Son. Moses came, went down to Egypt, and he was dealing with Pharaoh under the guidance of God. Now, he didn't get that devil out of the people there, but he brought them out so they could be taught. If you don't follow the one that God sends, you cannot ever learn how to get the pollutions out of you. But he can bring you out from among those things. It's like someone on dope. You cannot get off dope unless you come out from the surroundings of it. Separate yourself from that. Now you can work on being healed from the craving of dope and other abusive substances. But you've got to have a separation. If you cannot overcome the things that are plaguing in your life that keep you in bondage, you've got to come out from among these things. And one of the things that plagues most people is family ties, traditional ties. Separate yourself from that, then you can work on getting rid of those things that the ties have in you, the way you think. Isn't that beautiful? It's called pollution. In God, these are pollutions because God cannot work with us unless he cleans us up. He's not going to accept us unless he cleans us up. Then he makes his abode. Isn't that beautiful? 2 Peter 2:20. What does it say?
For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Wait a minute. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, what?
They are again entangled.
They are again entangled.
Mm-hmm. Entangled again.
Again.
Mm-hmm. Therein.
And overcome.
The latter end is worse with them than the beginning.
Problem is, many have not escaped the pollutions because you're up under pollution. In order to come out of these things that pollute, that cloud your way and life from pleasing God, you get to come out from the polluter, which are these false preachers. What does the 19th verse say?
While they promised them liberty.
Now these preachers promise you liberty. Jesus paid the price. You can't do it. That's why they love to say, ain't but one person lived perfect. That's Jesus. Don't even think about it. They don't have the knowledge of the Lord. So they use that so you can never attain. And don't even think about attaining. That's the lie that goes around the globe today. Ain't nobody perfect. It's in your politicians. It's in your arts. It's in everything. So don't even think about it. You come handicapped, trying to be made whole. And you cannot be made whole unless you realize it's a possibility. I can be healed. You got to believe. That was the parable. If you cannot believe you can be whole, you'll never get there. But if you believe, and God said, be ye therefore perfect. He said, well, I don't want to be perfect. It's not about what you want. It's what God is calling for. Isn't that beautiful? And they're going to give you every scenario showing you can't do it. But that's not true. While they promised them liberty, what?
They themselves are the servants of corruption.
What?
For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage.
Now, here's the secret. They promise you liberty. But as I say, everything leads you back to God if you want to attain it. Whether it's liberty, holiness, pleasing God, it's going to lead you back to God. It's going to lead you back to His Word. It's going to lead you back to the way. It's going to lead you back to Jesus. Same thing. Go to James. James 1 and 25. Everything points back to God's Word. What God is calling for. James 1, 25. What does it say?
But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty.
Now, they talk about liberty. We got freedom, you guys. Freedom. But they don't talk about liberty is the law. There's a law of liberty. And whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, what?
And continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer.
What?
But a doer of the law.
Because, wait a minute, this liberty has a law that you can continue in. Jesus is the law. He's the Word. And you can walk in Him if you walk in His precepts. Because His way is spelled out. His life is spelled out. The truth is spelled out in precepts. So is the law. But the saying is, could no one keep that law? It's done away with. That's not true. As the Lord said, I come not to destroy, but to fulfill. And as He was, so as He is, so are we in this world. We fulfill the same word, the law. Whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, he,
being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word.
This is the work we do. This is the work we do that we escape pollution. This is knowledge about the Son. Because the Son gives liberty, but it's a law. What?
This man shall be blessed in his deeds.
Oh, they love the blessed, so this is the Beatitudes. But they don't say these attitudes really are deeds that cause you to be blessed. You're blessed in the deed of obedience. Isn't that beautiful? Read the 21st verse. What does it say?
Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity.
Now, wait a minute. If you got to lay apart all filthiness and superfluity
of naughtiness,
that means that's the work you got to do. Because these are the things that pollute in the way. Pollute in God.
Yes.
If you want to say pollute if you're in Jesus. These are polluters. What?
And receive with meekness the engrafted word.
Now, you have to be meek to receive it. Don't say, well, the Lord, no, we couldn't keep it. The preacher said they're preaching the word, but the word is the law. We've gone over this before. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which you've heard from the beginning. The old commandment is the word. The word is the law. And receive with meekness the engrafted word, what?
Which is able to save your soul.
Well, wait a minute. Say, well, Jesus saved my soul. If He did, the word did.
All right. All right.
And I believe the word says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. When you don't have any gods before you, you're saved from gods. That's who Jesus is. He is the word. And He's saying, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. So if you get rid of images in your mind, whether you form them with your hands, with clay, or you draw it, or you just think it, then God is your God. And all these images is what we get from traditions of the father, mother, sister, brother, neighborhood, TV. We have to get rid of those images and follow the image that God is laying out. Isn't that beautiful? This is the image He's laying out. Pollution. Superfluity of naughtiness.
And receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul.
I'll say it again. One say, well, Jesus saved my soul. If He did, then you've been saved by the word, because the word is able to save your soul. When we say the word is able to save your soul, because we obey the word, they get all out of shape because I ain't saying Jesus. It's the same thing. Jesus is the word. If I said, well, we love God's word. Well, we love Jesus. It's like as if it's two different things.
Right.
But that's someone who have no knowledge.
So somebody say, well, I'm driving around on new tires. You need wheels on your car. It's the same thing. Wheels are tires. Right? When we say we love God's word, you ain't saying you love Jesus. Yes, we are. Jesus is the word. It's the same thing. All y'all talk about those commandments. We're talking about Jesus. The commandments is eternal life. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am eternal life. Same thing. But they get all discombobulated because that devil who have polluted these preachers have put all this mess in their mind saying, now, if they don't say Jesus, that's not of God. If they don't mention a cross and how he died in his blood, now, watch their blood. You stay away from them. Anytime they start talking about these commandments, that law done away with. That's somebody who don't know God. They're polluted by false teaching. What? For if.
Yes, Pastor.
But be ye, 22nd.
But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only.
Wait a minute. Now the Lord is going off scene. Now James, the follower, the brother, is saying, be doers of the word. You see him saying, obey Jesus, the same thing. Yes. Be ye doers of the word. Mm-hmm. What?
And not hearers only, deceiving your own selves.
You can't beat these preachers talking about, preach the word. But as soon as you bring the commandments, you say, what's the commandment? Now you know commandments, don't away with it. The word is the commandments. Dummies. It is. Dogs that cannot bark. It is the word. That's what it is. Don't get upset. Say, are you calling me a dog? That's what Isaiah, brother Isaiah said. Now, don't come after me. I'm just a repeater today. All right. Let's go to 2 Peter 2 and 1. Let's go there. Thank God for knowledge.
Yes, for knowledge. Yes.
Wisdom and knowledge and understanding. We had one that loved to quote that scripture, and he just quoted on out of here. Here's what he did. Then quoted and left. Left here quoting it. Didn't know what it meant. 2 Peter 2 and 1, what does it say? But there
were false prophets also among the people.
There's many false prophets among the people, and 99% of them are false, and they're among us today. Not in the church, but they're amongst the people. And it was like that then. What?
Even as there shall be false teachers among you.
Wait a minute. Didn't he prophesy that? Didn't Peter prophesy that? Always have been. What?
Who privately shall bring in damnable heresies.
What?
Even denying the Lord that brought them.
They deny the Lord because they're denying God's word. They're denying the commandments. They deny honor. They deny the Sabbath day. That is the Lord. What?
And bring upon themselves swift destruction.
What?
And many shall follow their
pernicious ways. Because Broadway is crowded. Mm-hmm. And when he says many, that's what God means. Yes. Few are going to find the way of holiness, the strict way. But Broadway is crowded. Many shall follow their pernicious ways. What?
By reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of.
When we say the truth is God's commandments, it's evil spoken of. They say, well, Jesus is the way, the truth. He is the way, the truth. But he's also, the truth is the commandments. How plain is that?
Plain.
Go to 3 John.
3 John, yes.
Let's go there. This is where we have problems with those that don't have a circumcised ear because they haven't been taught by someone that's circumcised and their minds are polluted. They cannot rightly divide that. This happened when Jesus was here before he got here. The people's minds were polluted by the false prophets, scribes and Pharisees and priests that were sent, prophets that were not of God. When God sent his anointed, they could not understand. And when they did understand some, they just rejected them and killed them, yes, as they did the Lord. 3 John 1, what does it say? The elder.
The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth.
Wait a minute. They were in the truth. So now, wait a minute. That's in Jesus. It is in Jesus, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. But he's also in the law, because the scripture says, thy law is truth. It's yet talking about God. Don't get so bent out of shape because we say, well, the commandments is the truth. We're yet talking about the Lord. Well, here, unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. What?
Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health.
What?
Even as thy soul prospers.
We wish the same thing.
Yes.
All those that hear my voice, if you're in the truth, we wish you the same thing. But the thought here is so many don't seem to know what the truth is. They don't know that the truth is not only the Lord, it's his commandments. It's the law. It's God's word. And they cannot distinguish the difference, because their minds have been polluted with false teaching. Read.
For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in
them. Now, wait a minute. That means Jesus was in them. Testifying of how Jesus is in one. And how the truth. Now, remember, the Lord came to bear witness to the truth. So the truth was here before he got here in the flesh as a son. Yet the word. The word was here before the Lord got here. The Lord came and took on flesh and became a son. And while he was here a son, he was yet in heaven, because God can do anything. Isn't that beautiful? So don't get all discombobulated because, well, if he was here, where was God then? If he's in you, where is God? Read.
Even as thou walkest in the truth.
Even as thou walkest
in the truth.
In the truth. I read it again. For I rejoice greatly
when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee.
What?
Even as thou walkest in the truth.
Now, how can you walk in the truth unless it's precepts, instructions? Psalms 119, 142.
Yes,
let's see what that says. Yes, thank God we ought to know that by heart.
Yes,
thy righteousness.
Yes.
Is an everlasting righteousness.
Right.
What?
And thy law is the truth.
It's the truth. So the law gives you the precepts we should walk in. And it was here before we got here. If you're in Jesus, you're in the law. You're walking in them. When you're walking in the truth, in his precepts, you're walking in Jesus. Isn't that beautiful? Got Jesus on the inside. Fourth verse, what does it say? I have no greater joy.
Peter.
Back to 3 John. Thank God. That's why I said we're going to talk about it. You should know that scripture.
Yes,
I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
Now, wait a minute. Jesus is going off scene now. Mm-hmm. But the elder said, I have no greater joy.
Yes.
So when we say we walk in truth, that, well, when are you going to talk about Jesus? That is Jesus when you're walking in truth.
Yes.
That beautiful?
Beautiful.
What?
Beloved. Thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers.
What?
Which have borne witness of thy charity before the church.
What?
Whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a
godly sort, thou shalt do well. Let's go to 1 Peter 1 and 22. Let's go there.
Yes, Pastor.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
Glad for the children walking in truth. And wait a minute, we're glad today too. Anyone we find keeping God's commandments, walking in truth, we're glad for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad for anyone that's striving to please God, but it's to no avail when you are polluted. It's no, to no avail. You're not going nowhere.
Yes.
That beautiful?
Yes.
That's not countable. You say, God gonna hold me accountable because I'm trying? Well, he don't know you. He only knows those that's keeping his commandments.
Yes.
That's what the Lord said, not me.
Right.
So would you have a little mercy on me? I might have some mercy on you, but I got to have the mercy that he has.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
1 Peter 1:22, what does it say?
Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth.
Now, when you obey the truth, say, I'm obeying Jesus. Well, what did Jesus tell you to do? He told you not to have any gods before me, no graven images, on down and thou shalt not covet. And when we do this, this is what purifies us. But then listen, Jesus purified my soul. He is, if you're obeying the truth. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth, what?
Through the Spirit unto.
Through the Spirit. So that means if the Spirit is guiding you and giving you the understanding of how to purify, you're on your way to purification. You cannot get the truth. I read it. I'm taking it home. I'm going to do it myself. Where's the Holy Spirit guiding you?
Right.
So I have the Spirit. If you got it, you don't need this then.
That's right.
If you already got it. We're talking about escaping trying to escape from the pollution. It takes guiding to show you how to purify yourself. How and what the gods mean and what it means how to honor God and love God. You need guidance through the Spirit. If you're not having the Spirit of God teaching you these things, you cannot attain purification. You're yet polluted. Read.
Through the Spirit, unto unfeigned love of the brethren.
It's unfeigned love, not to your fellow neighbor out there, and we love everybody, but unfeigned love of the brethren. Yes. And you're not my brother if you don't keep God's commandments. What are you talking about? God's commandments is God's will. He said, who is my mother? Who is my brother? Who is my sister? Those that do the will of my Father. That's what he said. Why I can't say the same thing? That beautiful what? Unfeigned love of the brother. What?
See that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently.
Fervently. Mm-hmm. Be intense about your love and dedication. Read.
Being born again.
What?
Not of corruptible seed.
Now this is what it's all about. So many say, I've been born again. But is it of corruptible seed? Because when you don't know so many of these basic truths, you have been born again, but of corruptible seed. You don't know certain precepts, the 10 that God has given, you're yet polluted. You've been born again, but of, not of corruptible seed, what?
But of incorruptible.
But being born of incorruptible, because the word is incorruptible.
Yes.
Now, if you take out the Sabbath day, you corrupt it. And these preachers have taken away the Sabbath days for the Jews. That's another dummy that don't know a Jew is a Christian. A true Christian is a Jew. They're one. We are Israelites. God only got one son. But the dummies, the dogs that cannot bark, don't know that. Yeah, I call them dogs that cannot bark. Because brother did, brother Isaiah did. I don't want anybody coming outside waiting on me. So I heard you called me a dog. I said, well, hold on. Let's go to the scripture. I'm going to show you what bruh said. Brother Isaiah. And if you can get to him, you free. You got free access by me. I ain't going to stop you. What?
By the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever.
Not.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.